Hey guys, welcome to my Easter special tutorial, and in this tutorial we'll be showing you how to make a Easter egg and how to put it on the grass here. And I've got this image of the grass and I've got a link in the description to it, so you can use it as well. So let's just start by going to File, New, and use the template here and go for 640 by 480 or just type it in and then click on Advanced Options and with Fill with transparency and then click OK. And now in the new image go to Filters, Render, Sphere Designer, and on the bottom light click on it. Make sure that here with the colors the color is set to this color brown and that's 74411C, and then click OK, and then click OK here as well and your egg will be created. As you can see, there's the egg. And now go to your layers dialog and click on the duplicate this layer icon twice. So we've got three eggs. And on the top egg, go to your layer dialog and click on lock the alpha channel. And do the same thing on your bottom layer, lock the alpha channel. Make sure it's ticked. Go back to your top layer and make your foreground color white. Go to your bucket fill tool and make sure that fill whole selection is ticked and then just fill it in with white. Then go to your bottom layer here and make your foreground color this color brown and it's 946343. Click OK and fill it in with the same settings as you just had. And you don't see that it's brown now, but it's because the other layers are covering it up and you can see that it's brown in your layer dialog. So now on your bottom layer, go to lock the transparency and untick it here. And do the same thing on your top layer, untick lock the alpha channel. So now while we're on our top layer, we're going to go to filters, distort, mosaic, and set the tile size in here to 45 and then click OK. And this looks like this. Now on your top layer, double click on the name, type in bump and press enter. So we've renamed it. And now go to your middle layer. Make sure you're on your middle layer. Go to filters, map, bump map. And for bump map, use the layer with the name bump in it. That's why we renamed it just now. And then just click OK. And now you can make your bump layer invisible in here. Now go to your middle layer and right click on it and click on Alpha to Selection. And now go to Select Invert. And now go to Select Grow and grow it by 1 and click OK. Now go to Filters, Blur, Gaussian Blur, and blur it by 1, both horizontally and vertically. Click OK. And keep the selection, because we're going to go to our bottom layer and go to Filters, Repeat Gaussian Blur. And now go to Select None. And now go back to your layer dialog and go to your middle layer. And set the mode in your layer dialog on your middle layer to burn. And now we've got our nice chocolate egg. And we want it in the grass, so we're going to go to Edit, Copy Visible. And then in the grass, we're going to go to Edit, Paste. And we've created a floating selection, so click on this icon here to create a new layer in your layer dialog to make it a normal layer. And now we're almost done. We just wanted to make it look like it's lying in the grass a little bit better. So on your pasted layer, go to Filters, Light and Shadow, Drop Shadow, and make sure the settings are 10, 10, 100, color black, opacity at 100, and allow resizing not ticked. And then click OK. And now we've got a drop shadow layer here, so What we need to do is go to this duplicate the layer icon, duplicate it once. And this is a bit too dark, so on the top drop shadow layer, I'm going to go to my opacity, my layer dialog, and put it to about 60 or 55, like this. And now it's done. Now it looks like a nice, tasty chocolate egg lying in the grass. So I hope you like this tutorial, and I hope if you did that you want to watch my other tutorials and subscribe. And thank you for watching, and happy Easter!